Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sparky out today. Rami Makhlouf in for Spark Dog on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And it is indeed time for your green and gold update. And joining me now on the Fan guest line, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. For your green and gold update, you can find his work in the Leap Packers newsletter, which he is the founder of. You can also follow him on Twitter at @by_JBH. Pleasure to welcome in Jason Hirschhorn. Jason, how are you this afternoon, my man?
Been a busy one, not going to lie, Remy.
Yeah, it has. With the news this morning that Jordan Love is going to have surgery on the thumb of his non-throwing hand. How big a deal is this in your eyes, Jason?
So I feel like the amount of, let's just say, freak out is completely out of line with what the actual situation is. So Jordan Love, according to the team, hurt himself not late in the preseason game, but late in his act and in the preseason opener. He practiced yesterday with that thumb. The reporters present could see him kind of handing off with his right hand only. They could tell that something was different. He had his left thumb taped. But he was able to go through a full practice, that full battery of work, without there being any real disruption. So because it's the preseason, because they have several weeks before the regular season begins, they have the time for him to have this surgery. They mentioned, Brian Gutekunst in particular, in the press conference today, that Love is hopefully going to get back to practice in about a week, even if he's not going to play again in the preseason. They don't think it's going to knock him out that long. If he only loses, let's just say, 4 or 5 practices over the course of a week, that's not nothing, but it's also not the biggest deal in the world. He's worked a lot with this offense, a lot with these teammates, and he's going to get more work between now and the regular season. So I would say on the fear-o-meter, this one rates pretty low, despite it being a thumb procedure to a quarterback.
Yeah, it's obviously not worst-case scenario, but even Matt LaFleur acknowledged that There's a setback when a guy is going to miss reps. He obviously won't get any more preseason snaps, just in the benefit of reps, of working with guys, whether it's a new wide receiver in Matthew Golden or a couple new faces on the offensive line and guys getting used to his cadence or whatever the case might be. Or if this thing is still healing up when the season starts and he has to change the way he hands off the football or takes a snap from under center or in under the shotgun. I mean, it does have some effect, right, Jade? Like, it's not, like I said, worst case scenario, but it could have some effect on Jordan Love and the Packers moving forward.
I would say this. There has never been a football coach that I have covered in my entire career who didn't act like missing a day of practice was like the original sin. So it's not that Jordan Love missing practice doesn't matter. It's no coach is going to tell you that it's not a big deal. It's just not in their DNA. Given that, again, we saw Love practice through the full workout yesterday and that the team expects him to get back to practice before the regular season, even if he's not going to appear again in the preseason, I don't think that's indicative of the severity of the injury. And unless it was going to affect his ability to take snaps from under center, and there's no indication as of this moment that that is really something the team is even worried about, I don't think that's ultimately something we're talking about 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, unless he was to re-injure it or have some other kind of issue.
I'm not one to throw the injury prone tag on somebody, and I just talked with Bart Winkler of the Infinity Sports Network, and he said he doesn't believe a guy can be injury prone. It's just kind of a luck of the draw thing. Some guys maybe are in situations where they could get injured more than others, but do you think that's something that's maybe going to start to follow Jordan Love around if this continued with three injuries last year, starting this year with the thumb injury? Do you think it starts to be something that is lingering in the mind of Packers fans moving forward if this keeps on happening?
I think until a player consistently misses time, it's just not a really accurate way to describe anyone. You know, Love did not miss a game during his first full season as the starter. He only missed two starts despite the injuries he had last year. And he's not going to miss, barring anything developing after this, anytime during the regular season this year. So I just don't see that being really a factor here. Like, players get banged up. It's football. There is a 100% injury rate. And him getting his left non-throwing thumb hurt and having a procedure on it now doesn't really matter. And even if it was to affect him, by the way, in some small area during the regular season, keep in mind, they have an early bye week. So even though it didn't look advantageous when the schedule came out several months ago, you know, that's going to be time where he can rest up if there's anything going on with that thumb, if it's sore or whatever.
A couple of good pieces of news, I guess you could say, on the injury front, Jason. One, and I was surprised to hear this, it sounds like Christian Watson might be back, listening to Brian Gutekunst, sooner than a lot of people thought possible when he went down with that injury late last year.
Yeah, I think the original expectation, not just from the team, but from what we were hearing in terms of the insider reports, was that if things went well, if there was not a setback, that Christian Watson could start returning to football activity, which, by the way, is not the same as playing in a game,
right,
sometime around midseason. At this point, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers had to come out and say, I think he's going to start the season on the PUP list. That's not the same as, by the way, guaranteeing it, although that almost certainly happened given the Packers' history and their medical staff. But the fact that wasn't even he's definitely on PUP, he's going to be out a while, it's going to be PUP most likely. And after that fourth game, once he's eligible to come back, we know that's something that he's going to be itching to do, is something that we're going to discuss. It does seem like they're going to get Christian Watson back maybe after the first month of the regular season.
Wow.
Maybe they'll give him a little time after that PUP period to ramp up. They don't need to push it necessarily. And that means that they're going to get, barring another unrelated injury or re-injury or whatever it could be, maybe more or less a full season of Christian Watson, which is not something I think most of us expected when he tore his ACL at the end of the 2024 regular season.
And Xavier McKinney, they're saying, is going to be back sooner rather than later. And more good injury news for Packers fans.
Yeah, the
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Term used by Brian Gutekunst was absolutely, as in absolutely, he is going to be available for week one. You know, that kind of got brushed under the rug with all the other news that was coming out of the press conference, but they basically said Xavier McKinney is a surefire going to play in week one player. Like, they're holding him out of the preseason. That makes sense. He's a veteran player. They know what he can do. He knows what he has to do. It's not that they wouldn't prefer to have him in practice, but it's not necessary. He should be fine at this point as long as he heals up. I think you got that message from the tone of Brian Gutekunst that they expect him to be not just available, but full go when the regular season arrives.
Talking with Jason Hirshhorn, co-founder of the Leap Packers newsletter here in your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I know that first round draft picks can get a lot of hype and a lot of praise in their first training camp, but man, I don't remember the last time I heard people talking about a first-round pick and a wide receiver in Packers camp the way that I'm hearing people talk about Matthew Golden here this spring and summer.
To put this into context, and there's a lot of caveats that go with any rookie during training camp. You know, there are supposed star players on every roster that have just come into the league, and then we get to the regular season, and most of them fall off. So we have to talk about that part of it, too. But in terms of the way that Matthew Golden has performed to this point in training camp, you have to go back, I think, to Clay Matthews in 2009 in terms of a first-round pick for the Packers that had generated as much buzz internally in terms of, like, actually at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, not just among media and fans, as Matthew Golden has done thus far this year. You know, he has certainly checked every box from a hand standpoint. We obviously know that's a focus on Packers receivers after what happened last season. But it's the refinement in his route running. It's all those little things. You hear it from the way Matt LaFleur talks about it. You hear it from the way that Jordan Love talks about him. They're almost taking it as a given that he's going to be a really good player. They're talking about the ways that he is going to find those little nuances, develop them, iron out wrinkles. Like, the way they would talk about maybe a third-year player in most other instances, they're saying that about a rookie right now. Matthew Golden, to this point, again, it's just to this point, things could change when the games start counting, but so far has checked every box. And if you're the Packers, you make that big move to draft a wide receiver after not doing so in the first round for multiple decades. Right now, it looks like that was a wise choice.
Do you think he immediately goes into the wide receiver one slot in terms of his role in the offense, the targets, the production that we'll see from him? Or is it still a process of climbing the ladder and finding his legs at the next level?
Well, some of this depends on how you define that, and we know that's kind of a bit of a weird topic in Green Bay, given the way that Matt LaFleur feels about number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
But in terms of targets, keep in mind that last year's number one receiver was Dontayvion Wicks. It wasn't Jaden Reed, who actually led the team in receiving yards and did so the year before, too. So there's multiple ways you can define it. But I think matters is if you look at the way that the Packers are deploying Golden in practice and in that first preseason game, he is playing in He's starting and he's playing in 12 personnel. That's a two tight end set, which means that he is going to, in all likelihood, be a starter or a de facto starter when the regular season begins. And he's not someone they're going to take off the field when they add bigger bodies in the way that, like, Jaden Reed, for the most part, only plays in 11 personnel and they play him in the slot. It seems like they're comfortable with Golden being out there on the boundary primarily, which means he could see, health permitting, 70%+ of snaps over the course of the season. And if he's playing that much and he's able to maintain really any degree of this momentum into and through the regular season, there's a real scenario where even if he's not by every metric their number one wide receiver, he's certainly in that conversation and he's delivering for them as a rookie.
You just brought up Dontayvion Wicks and Jordan Reed, and I think we can talk about Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson in the same breath when talking about one of the problems for this Packers team last year, and one of the things that held back the offense and hurt Jordan Love's production, quite frankly, was drop passes. And Jason, we saw that again in the preseason opener on Saturday night. How frustrated is Matt LaFleur and his staff about the fact that his wide receivers just aren't holding on to the ball at the rate that you'd like to see?
I think they're more frustrated with the discourse that they have to address at press conferences. They're actually concerned about it. If you look at last season, obviously they had drop problems, and they weren't just the total number of drops, it's when those drops were occurring,
right,
especially on third downs and in the red zone. It was a real problem for them. There is no way around it. But you look at those same players the year before. Jaden Reed dropped three passes as a rookie. you look at Dontayvion Wicks. He only dropped, I think, two passes, maybe three, as a rookie, which is to say their numbers last year in terms of drops were highly inflated, and that's a number that tends to regress to the mean. I don't think that they're truly worried about having a ton of drops in the regular season, even though obviously in the preseason opener, that was an issue again. Now, it's a narrative, and it's going to remain a narrative until they prove otherwise, but they're certainly happy with the way that Matthew Golden has not dropped passes. I think, depending on how you count it, he's only had one or two the entire training camp, which would be impressive for anyone, let alone a rookie. Dontayvion Wicks hasn't really had a drop issue. Now, he's also missed several weeks of practice now, so that's part of it. But even before that, his hands looked pretty reliable. He was making some tough catches. And it wasn't an issue for Jaden Reed either thus far in camp, even though he's now dealing with that foot issue. So you add it up all together, and I think the most likely outcome is drops, even though they will happen at times as they do for every team, they're not going to be as frequent in 2025 for the Packers as they were in 2024.
The other thing that had to be frustrating for the coaches in that game Saturday night, the procedural penalties, the illegal formation, false start type of things that can really stall a drive. We saw that a few times in the game on Saturday. Is that something that you've already seen Matt LaFleur emphasizing in the couple of days of practice that they've had since then?
So I think we need to divide those offensive line penalties into sort of two categories. There's the post-snap ones, the holds, and there's the, you mentioned it, the legal formation penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The latter, LaFleur said earlier this week or this weekend that he didn't really think that was, he didn't say it was that one specifically, but it was fairly clear from context he was referring to that one, something he doesn't think is going to be called during the regular season. And it has to do with the way the offensive line kind of makes that like V shape kind of fanning out from the center. This is something that's been happening across the league in the preseason, something they're clearly emphasizing right now. And, you know, maybe in week one or week two, like we saw last year, we see more of those penalties. I don't think Matt LaFleur is super worried about those things being called throughout the year. It's just a thing that they're trying to emphasize now, and then they'll get away from it over the course of the year. Now, the holding penalties, that is a different story. That was clearly an issue for several offensive linemen, and Jacob Monk in particular. Now, LaFleur thought that one of those holding penalties was really more the fault of somebody else, and Monk just had to make up for it. The other ones, though, are on him. You know, you have a game in which you get three of those. There's only so much context you can offer to mitigate that. Like, Monk had a pretty poor performance from that perspective, and he wasn't the only interior offensive lineman who struggled. You know, Sean Ryan, when he was at right guard, was fine. When he moved into center, when they sent him that second unit, he struggled in the pass protection, and some of his snaps were a little off, too. I think they're starting to wonder if maybe they don't have as much depth along the interior if Jordan Morgan is going to stay at tackle. Still unclear on that front, but that could be the case, in which case they need to figure out who's going to be that first offensive lineman off the bench to take over for someone on the interior. I think that is the big question for them along the offensive line right now until further notice.
That's Jason Hirschhorn. You can check out The Leap, the Packers newsletter, and find The Leap. You can find a link to it at @by_JBH, which is how you can follow Jason on Twitter. Jason, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate the time and the insight.
All right. Have a great day, Rammer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.